We are getting what we deserve. The conversation on the cross between Jesus and the two criminals, found only in Luke's Gospel, is deservedly well loved. There is something about the exchange between Jesus and the second criminal that speaks of a depth of encounter and of recognition. But what was it that the second criminal said that was so remarkable? In order to understand its importance, we need to go back to the beginning of Luke. When Jesus was presented at the temple and taken into Simeon's arms, Simeon proclaimed that he would be a sign that will be opposed so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. Luke 2:34-35. In other words, who Jesus was, in his being, in his teaching, and in the whole of his ministry, would lift the veil on who people really were. Their response to him would reveal their true nature. We see precisely this happening on the cross. The first criminal couldn't face the reality of what was revealed and fell back on mocking Jesus instead. Of course, the irony of their exchange is that it was precisely by not saving himself that Jesus revealed that he was indeed the Messiah who had come to save us all. The second thief, in contrast, took responsibility for his actions, and in doing so, accepted both who he really was and who Jesus was. This remains true today. Our encounters with Jesus reveal who we really are. The question is whether we can accept what is revealed or not.